The following program contains content that has not been approved by 1-800-RADIATOR or any of its franchise affiliates. All of the opinions stated in this podcast are solely owned by the hosts and guests of the 1-800-FSR podcast and its publishers. The 1-800-FSR podcast is independently produced. Get ready to sell. Greetings, everybody. Welcome to the only podcast you need to be listening to, and you better be listening to it twice. My name is Martin, and I'm joined today, as usual, by my soulmate in life, Cameron. How are you today, Cameron?
It's a beautiful day here in the wonderful Wilmington, North Carolina. Beautiful weather, beautiful skies here in mid-February.
It is.
It's not exactly prime AC season. Here, I'll tell you that.
Not according to the All PIDS report that I'm looking at.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk about that later, aren't we?
We're selling hot, hot cats and cold, cold AC kits.
Talk to me nice.
Joined as usual in the background, keeping everything rolling smoothly, is the little dog Murphy. And, of course, our fabulous, now added to his resume, video engineer, shortly. Let's hear it for them.
As you can tell, this is our first video recording moment here.
It is.
Prime
we're
time.
Trying something new. We're going to see what happens when we take the show, not so much on the road, but to the
masses.
YouTube,
to the masses.
Let's see. We'll go.
We're trying to get it to the people.
We are.
Let's get it to the people.
We want to make sure that you guys can see how hard this job is Saturday at 1:21 after making it through a briskly 4-hour half Saturday, as we do every single Saturday in Radiator Sales with fabulous numbers here at 455 today. And looking forward to sharing some great radiator wisdom with you. Okay, today we're not talking about radiators. We're talking about catalytic converters, which is what you should be out there talking a lot about every day. Tell the truth. Tell the truth. But now we're going to talk about one that's not really that good. And for those of you who are in this business, and I mean in it, and you think and you know and you dive into the numbers. So, of course, we're talking about the famous 452-926. This is the catalytic converter that goes into the Chevy Cruze and then immediately gets returned to your warehouse.
You've seen it before.
I've seen it back in the day before we fixed this problem. It's also in several Buicks and in a lot of the smaller GM SUVs. Let's talk about what's going on for those of you who are not familiar with it.
Break it down.
I'm going to break it down for you. This is a turbo engine for those of you who that helps, but and turbos have a lot of problems. General Motor turbos in particular have a lot of problems with oil. They consume a lot of oil. Well, when an engine consumes a lot of oil, that oil has to go somewhere. When it gets burned off, it typically gets pushed through the exhaust system. So our aftermarket catalytic converters are simply just polluted by this burn. And the shops, usually the less educated shops or the less technically savvy shops, their theory is just put the next one on. It's warrantied. And then they start to think, oh, our parts aren't any good. The truth is that this part put onto a normally running Chevy Cruze or the Buicks or the small SUVs is going to do just fine. Now, there's material available from your leadership and the corporation that give you pictures that you can pass on to your big cat shops and your small cat shops that show them what this burning oil looks like. Have you seen it?
It's a very nasty picture.
It's a very nasty picture. It's black soot. It's really, really not good.
I don't blame them for wanting to return that.
Get I don't blame them. Yeah.
Absolutely.
But it's up to us to educate them as to what's actually going wrong with the part.
Got
to
let them know.
Because if they're blaming us and they're assuming this might be an indication of what the other catalytic converters we sell have to offer, that's not a fair assessment of our parts.
Kind of puts you on the short end of the stick, you know, you're kind of fighting a losing battle.
Absolutely.
If they got that mindset.
This is why you have to walk in day one to your shops that are starting to buy these parts, and you, especially catalytic converter parts, you need to walk into these shops and tell them this is a known problem.
And if you go to your warehouse and that morning you're talking to your manager and you see a pick ticket come out with that part number on it going to that shop that you were just planning on going to see later today,
yep,
you take that part with you and you tell them about it right then and there, because you do not want to get slow start on that. You don't want that to get ahead of you.
You don't want that to be your first impression.
No.
And speaking of that, real quick, I'm going to jump straight to it. The fact of the matter is you should be educating what you're hearing today from us to your warehouse manager. If they're unaware of it, they too benefit from having a lower return rate.
Hmm.
You know, it makes them look better. It makes their profit and loss statement look better. So at the end of the day.
And less paperwork.
Oh, of course. Phew. Imagine this, if you working in concert with your warehouse manager could catch every single 452-926 before it leaves the warehouse. Can you imagine?
Nice. That's nice.
That's what it's about.
That's real nice.
So the truth of it is that we need to educate these owners. We need to go into these shops and talk to the mechanics, tell them from the get-go what the cars are, what the situation is, provide them with a picture. So when they pull that cat off and they look at it and they see that black soot on the OEM one, they know, okay, this is not going to solve the bigger problem. The General Motors technical bulletin notes for these cars state that it is going to burn nearly 2 quarts of oil in a 4,000-mile driving period. That's enormous, ladies and gentlemen. That's an enormous amount of oil that's being burned through the exhaust system. The aftermarket catalytic converter is not meant to handle it. Neither is the OEM, but the OEM, which costs a lot more money, is just going to take the beating for a longer period of time.
Bingo.
So what you need to do is be honest. Here's how Cameron and I dealt with this issue. We found this fabulous sheet, this break-in sheet, and we loved it. And that helped us reduce catalytic returns throughout our entire market.
A little five-step process, you know, and you just, it had a perfect little diagram, showed you the matting inside of the shell, the casing of the shell. And it really kind of helps because some people need that picture. They're more visual learners.
Yep.
You know, it's just hearing it goes in one ear out the other. That visual learning piece helps really tie it all together. Similar to the AC mats, you know, we give them to leave on the front counter to explain to their customers because Lord knows I know they have a tough time with certain customers trying to be like, oh, hey, you're going to need a new compressor, but hey, $230, but I really recommend you paying $550 for this whole kit. And they're like, God, you know, just give me the compressor. It's like, buddy, no, let me tell you why you need to replace the system. Same exact thing. And it really helps to show that if you don't follow that break-in procedure and you just go ahead and hand the keys to your customer after replacing that cat, it's going to, that matting just won't be able to expand properly. I mean, with all the accelerating, braking, whatever have you. So that's really crucial piece
Absolutely
of paper.
Crucial.
I love that piece of paper.
And God bless corporate 1-800-Radiator for taking that bulletin that I'm sure other shops had as well and turning it into a awesome poster that will allow people to see it. It's big. It's like 3 foot by 4 foot or something crazy like that. And they're able to put that on the wall in each bay. Our target here at 455, and it should be at yours as well, is to fund this poster process to make sure every bay in every exhaust buying customer's shop has that poster right in front of them.
Thank you, 1-800-Radiator.
Yep. Now that little process over the course of a year was able to take us to a extremely low number for catalytic converter returns.
How low, Martin?
We're going to get to that. At that point, we probably got down to like 6%, which is half of what is good still. So we're doing good. What was remaining was this gosh darn 452-926 that quite honestly, the problem is not solved by the break-in procedure. The problem is, like I said, it's a terrible engine. If you own this car, make it someone else's car right now. And I say that with straight up.
Warning.
Yeah, absolutely. Some of them are pretty. I almost bought the Buick thank God I didn't, because it was a convertible with that turbo engine in it. Man, I love the car.
I could not even believe it was a Buick.
I know. It was crazy. So the next step that we had to take was we had to go around to all of our existing catalytic converter customers, and we had to give them the bad news, which is either make a choice to not service these cars. Okay, that's choice one.
Send it down the road.
Yep,
send it down the road. Make it someone else's headache.
Inform your customer that, hey, these engines have known problems that most likely need to be solved by the dealership.
Go or OE.
It needs to be solved by me, your mechanic, and it's going to cost you some money. I got to fix this oil burn.
Cha-ching.
That being said, what a lot of our customers ended up doing was offering a second choice, which has worked out for many of them. And that is to say, I'll install it, but there's no warranty. Now, that makes me happy because I've sold them. I'm done after that.
Boom.
To give you an example, in our marketplace, in roughly 8 months, a shop that didn't buy from us 8 months ago, in that 8-month period, is probably going to hit, by the end of this month, $35,000 to $38,000 in only catalytic converter sales.
What?
Yes.
No.
Two warranty returns, both were 452-926s.
Oh.
And we went and we had the discussion with them. So,
oh my God, that's a dream customer.
The dream customer.
If anybody wasn't aware, that is holy smokes.
Those numbers are crazy.
Oh, they I'll take it.
Are absolutely crazy. They
two
are daily buyers.
Dos warranty returnees.
Yes. Yeah, when you look at that, that's like we're talking about, you know, almost 100 purchases. So they are pretty darn close to, and then like I said, only these two. Now, nothing since this. We're talking about, of that 8 months, almost five of it warranty free. It's all just these two in a 2 week period.
And honestly, I guess, you know, now having that information, I mean, that's a really good tool in itself to go and kind of try and hunt down and find these other, that shop of another city that we have in our area, you know? So I'm compiling a little campaign to just kind of touch little mufflers focus centric shops in those surrounding areas and see if we can get ourselves another one of them, you know? Cause I mean, if we can show, I mean, the proof is in the pudding.
Yeah.
Numbers don't lie.
You walk in and you say to someone, oh, you think our product is not good? Well, you are probably going to be a 30 cat per year buyer. Mm-hmm. And hey, by the way, that's awesome. We'll take it.
We'll supply it.
And you're worried. Let me introduce you on the black and white paperwork I got in my hand.
Wabam.
The AR report for a little shop, two bays, maybe 1,200 square feet of shop altogether.
Probably a bigger parking lot than shop.
Yeah. And this guy as at nearly $40,000 and two returns, same part, a part that we tell people either don't buy or don't warranty.
God, can't be doing bad work.
So it must not be the parts.
Can't be the work.
Must not be the parts. And that, there's nothing better. You get in touch with me, you email me and Cameron, and I will send you this AR report, and you will see what I mean when I tell you, wow.
And go ahead and reply with a little bit of, I don't know, give us some customers that you may have that you think are better than that. Tell us about them. Tell them how you got them.
A muffler place in your town, send it to me. Ask your
warehouse
manager. Absolutely. I will share put it on ideas. The air. I will get you on the air. If you can turn that kind of customer. Now, what he does is he tells people, he says, hey, we don't warranty it. Guess what? He's bought 9 of them since the warranty. That's 9 no warranty parts where he's called me, ordered it. He ordered 3 of them in a day. It's a common engine out there. GM put this in a lot of cars, unfortunately, for those people. And they come in and he says, look, now we live in Wilmington, North Carolina. We are an environmental inspection county and state for those people out there. So what a lot of people are coming to Muffler Place for is obviously to get their car to pass inspection.
Got to do it.
So they say to themselves, well, if you don't warranty it, I still got to do it.
It's got to be done. It's going to cost money.
It's going to cost money.
Golly.
And now all of a sudden my Chevy Cruze is going to cost me $600 every year to pass an inspection.
But
sell it.
They easily get over the question of, God, do I replace my cat?
Yep.
Or then they go, oh, should I sell my car? Yes.
Yeah.
And then they're on to the next one, you know?
Yeah.
It's easy.
So to sum it up, I know what you're all dying to hear. What is 455s after really going after this particular catalytic converter and educating our customers? What is 455's 12-week running consecutive return rate?
Do you have a drum roll button?
Oh, I do have a drum roll button.
Let's roll a drum roll in that piece.
You know, I'm looking at it and I'm thinking to myself, I thought I had a drum roll.
Drum roll, please.
It's like, do I have a, no? I don't think I have a drum roll. I don't think I do. Oh, and it's turned down. Do I have no, that's not
that
it.
Was pretty good.
Does that one work for you?
That was not the drum roll.
And the revealing magic music is.
No.
1.9, Tom.
Whoa.
1.9. That is from a corporate report issued weekly of the 12-week running catalytic converter warranty return rate for Warehouse 455 is 1.9. Yes, we're very proud of it. We're showing it off. We're going to take it for a test drive after we get done with the podcast today.
Talk to me nice.
And how did we do it? Look, a lot of hard work, but also a lot of truth. And if you're out there telling your customers the truth, they will benefit. You've got to tell them. It's the same thing. If you have a particular part that's very popular in your particular part of the world and you know it just doesn't do as good as other parts, go tell the truth.
Three words, Martin.
Yeah.
Communicate.
Yep.
Let's go.
Communicate, build your reputation, and you will be building your reputation by telling them the truth. They're going to have a mad amount of respect that you've walked in there and said, we've identified a problem. It makes you look like you know the industry in which you work in. It lets them demonstrate that we think about the parts that we're selling and that we would rather have an open line of communication than just make money.
Which, here's a secret, guys. You do. All of that. Show it.
Yeah.
Let's show it. You got to display it. Let them know. Come on. Let's let them know all we bring to the table, because I know it is a lot.
It's a hella.
It's a hella.
Hella lot. Hella lot. Well, guys, that's all we've got for today, but we're going to go ahead and get out of here, grab Murphy, and go test drive this 1.9. For as far as I'm concerned, you have a fantastic day.
Yo.
Cheers. Thanks for listening to the 1-800-FSR podcast. We invite you to leave comments using the 1-800-FSR app and feel free to review those left by other FSRs. Go to 1-800-FSR.com to check out all the exciting things we have to offer, including weekly updates. Want to be on the show or get in contact with me? Do so at martin@1800FSR.com.
And if you want to get up with me, you can link up with me using cam at 1-800FSR.com.
Let's go sell some stuff.
Let's do it, baby.